A flag, there will be no pledge. But we do need to approve the agenda, and I'd like to hear a motion to approve.
Second.
All right, who was first?
Carlos.
Solomon.
Solomon, sorry.
And second was David. Any discussion before we take a vote? Not hearing that there's discussion, all those that approve the agenda signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Any abstentions? All right, thank you. As you can see, the minutes will be ready for our next meeting. They are not prepared at this time. And we go to public forum, and I have one announcement. And this is actually from Tentia. She sent me an email yesterday asking me to, in her absence, thank everyone who donated some of their time and days for her to use. She's actually down in Loma Linda for another appointment. And if you don't already know, the good news with Tentia is that she is now on the donor list. So, and that was a big concern, whether or not she'd be on the list. All right. Anyone else want time in public forum? Brian?
Very quick announcement. I didn't get it on the agenda. There's really not a lot to discuss. But in the next couple of weeks, we will be, probably after the next meeting of the Senate, we will be administering the Noel Levitz survey. How many people remember the Noel Levitz survey from about 5 years ago? I know Bruce probably remembers it going back to the many years ago. Every 5 years, we survey the faculty, the staff, and administration, and students, and as a kind of an opinion survey, a perception survey of the college, things we're doing well, things we need to make improvements in. So we are, the budget committee and so on have approved the purchase of the survey for 2010. And we'll be administering it, as I say, in about a month or 6 weeks. We have some tweaking up of the questions we're going to be doing. So be ready. We'll be asking you to administer it in your classes in the next, at that time. And I'll give you many more details about it when we get to that point. So in classes, and also somehow we're going to work on the distance ed aspect as well. So Noel Levitz coming up in about 6 weeks.
Thank you. Kevin.
I have a question on the meeting schedule. Is this an appropriate time to ask it?
I don't have a problem with this.
I noticed that it's the last one of the semester is Tuesday, December 14th, and that corresponds to finals week. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, it does.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Treelock, did you just want to take a minute?
Hey, guys. In case if you guys don't know, I'm Treelock Mehta. I'm the ESG president for the semester, for the year. We had a meeting today, but we had a really not that many people show up. But we want to get so many students involved in the ESG, so we want to make this semester like fun for them, as well as, you know, academic as much as possible. We have the WOW coming up, the Week of Welcome. Most of the whiteboards have the announcement on them. So you'll see the calendar. If you're teaching there, it's right there on the right, left rear corner. And we have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and it's filled with like all competition and just fun entertainment stuff, and we have prizes and stuff like that. So if you guys, you know, announce it one more time to students, let them know that this stuff is going on. They'll be helpful to us and they'll support us too. And that'll be all.
Okay. Treelock, would you mind sending your flyer as an attachment to all the faculty and staff? We can announce it then. And it's a good reminder to us.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you and welcome. All right. Announcements. I have a few. Just reminders, basically. The first announcement is that the FERPA training is online and is due by August 31st. If you haven't done it, you have any questions, please contact Debbie Mitchell as soon as you can. Next is to make sure that copies of your course syllabi have gone to the appropriate administrator, whether it be Willie's office or the distance ed office to Vicki. You may want to make sure you check your emails because there are submission dates that have been sent to you by Melinda. So you want to have copies of that so you know what's coming your way. As you know, evaluations have started up again already. And packets have been sent. And again, if you have questions, just contact Debbie or Willie. Friday the 27th is the last day that students can enroll in our classes. Hopefully Monday things will calm down a little bit and there'll be no more new faces. No-show rosters are also coming up very quickly. And Melinda will certainly be sending us an email to remind us about that. October 1st is flex day number one. Write it on your calendar. It's a Friday again. So make sure you don't forget. And all of us were sent an attachment with the EOPS early alert form attached to it. Please make use of it if you do have EOPS students, or even if you're not sure if they're EOPS, fill it out. If it's not an EOPS student, they are happy to forward that to the appropriate counselor. So if you have someone that's already not showing up for class, I had one that didn't come to class last week, and boom, she was there Monday because I reported it, and she's there. See, if you have any meetings that you would like to get on the master calendar, please contact Lupita in the Title III office. She's there in the afternoon, and you've noticed in the morning she's working in the office down here in distance ed. So if you have something for the calendar, get it to her and she'll put it up. We've instituted a deadline for Senate agenda items, and that would be the Tuesday before our meetings. Tuesday before the meetings. If you have an item for the agenda, you must submit it by that time. And you can send it to Sherry, myself, Richard, all three of us. Also, please remember your office hours need to be posted and prerequisites. Those need to be in place and in front of curriculum by November's meeting. Those are my announcements. Also, we remember these from last year? I'm doing it again.
We're Sherry.
Thanks, Sherry. Sherry. I know, she's like, what job do I have? What can I do? All right, this time, though, with the note card, the only thing I want you to address is a Title III issue. Title III covers the ITV, the Polycom, television, computer attached to smart boards, the smart boards, the bridge. If you've never used any of this equipment, please also make some comments. There may be things you're concerned about and are holding you back from using this equipment or trying the ITV class or trying an online class, or you know, using the bridge to kind of hybrid your class a little bit. But if you're having any issues, write it down. If you have questions and concerns, write them down. And of course, if you do have regular computer issues, contact Dan or Jonathan now that he's back from Haiti. I'll ask, but I doubt it. Are there any committee reports on this early day? Yeah, I didn't think so. This is going to be a short meeting. Look at it. All right, next we have information items. The things that you see listed there are unfinished, previous, and new business that we will be reviewing, completing, or addressing in future meetings. We have academic standards, which we still never got to last year. Writing across the curriculum resolution, drop authority resolution, SLO resolution, and we will be visited by George, Lisa, and Vicki at our next meeting to discuss. Oh, now that's a good example.
Hey, I told him about the meeting 15 minutes ago.
I didn't believe you lied to me so often.
He don't believe what
you're telling. Well, see, that, I know what you guys did to him the first year.
Anytime I hear that, I was like, no, I can't be a meeting.
And they will be discussing distance learning standards, some things that they need to get into place, and they need our blessing on some things. And this is for the state for accreditation. Some bunch of fun. And then, of course, we need to start working on the bylaws and their revisions. And again, if there's anything that you want on the agenda, please make sure we know the Tuesday prior to the scheduled meeting, which is
September 21.
September 21, so a week before that. Get us your item if you want that there. Any other business, Louise?
Will you be sending out a preliminary agenda at that date and then having us add items to it? Or will you be doing something doing it differently?
We're doing it differently.
The notice that says preliminary agenda has been posted. And any additions of what you have
No.
That is the common process. Preliminary agenda.
The deadline is a week before. We will have our agenda posted the Thursday before. And that will not be preliminary. That's the agenda for that meeting.
Okay, so you won't do a preliminary and a final, just a final.
Right.
Yeah.
Cutting a little work for the staff. Any other business? All right. Motion to adjourn? See what happens? You missed all the good stuff. All right, make sure I get your cards. Be ready to work next month. There's a lot on our plate, and it's not cake. Such a rat.
Yeah, I'll work around you.
I said, dude, told him. He says, you lie to me all the time. You expect me to believe there is a meeting today? No, I put late on there.
And I know you're having internet problems. You, send email.
You know what? I'll make an absent for the rest of the year. So that would really come to see.
Okay, he'll come and get you. Too funny.
Someone cares about you.
It will work.